How many times were you tagged on Instagram last week, Martin? I mean, as a believer.
As a believer.
It's a house
cat. That is a cat.
I mean, like, how do you not? It's not even close.
What is it?
A dang black cat walking across a field that apparently went viral, and everybody said, but I thought y'all said there's no black panthers in Louisiana. Well, that video don't do nothing but hurt your case.
As a believer.
I missed it, I guess.
You ain't looked in your Instagram messages if you missed it.
You ain't looked at the Instagram.
I don't even have.
I've been in a place where I had no service.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
I
will be legitimately curious if, like, the thought of black panther even crosses your mind.
Okay.
I've got, you know, some followers.
I mean, this thing is walking across a Bermuda grass field that's been mowed, and the grass come up to its ankle.
I've never received more.
Look, you can tell.
What is that?
A house cat?
What is that?
Don't y'all believe in baby panthers?
Is that a house cat?
Y'all don't believe in baby panthers?
The man who has believed in their existence.
Yeah, that looked like a, you know.
That's a house cat.
Yeah.
The baby panther.
How many times did you get messaged?
I bet they some in there right now.
Hey, that looked like Sweet Pea got out of the house.
I got like 30.
Sweet Pea ain't been that lean in a long time.
Yeah.
And I felt bad because I want to believe that somebody found.
But you just can't.
Evidence.
I believe.
Because I do believe they're out there.
Oh, that.
Look, I know how many it is. This one, Uncle Si might be right. Eric shared a reel. Shared a reel. Shared a reel. It's all the same one.
Yeah, somebody put Uncle Si was right on this person's post, and that got 347 likes.
Yeah.
And by the way, he is right, but that's not.
But not the, in
that's
that
not that. No, that no. One doesn't
you
prove.
You take a picture of a cat, house cat, way away, and then you zoom up, and you can tell it's a house cat.
Yeah, the zoom was a bad call, cameraman.
Come on.
Well, they from South
Louisiana. Come on.
Welcome back.
Look, a fish hook.
Oh, a fish hook, boys.
Oh, I thought you spelling my name.
It's a paperclip.
That's for a big one.
Welcome back.
We're back.
We're here.
Welcome back.
Oh, I hear.
Your dream.
What do you hear?
That there's been inquiries about them symbols on that tuba fall over there.
Boy, Si, you really, when they said if it comes up naturally, you really made it natural.
We told him about it, and he heard it naturally.
That's good. Hold on. Let me move that W
so everybody
can see. The
good part about this is, okay, is I love telling about, there's a story to that.
It is a story.
What happens right here?
It's the greatest story ever told.
It is.
Wait, hold on. Am I on the wrong end?
No, you're on the right end.
You're right.
You're at the beginning.
Right, okay. That arrow he's pointing at, ladies and gentlemen, is when the word left heaven.
Christmas. On Christmas.
All right.
Okay.
So it come.
That'd be Jesus Christ.
So it come down, so to speak, because
it's
a down arrow.
Down. Yeah. That
to
means
earth.
He left heaven. Okay. He went on, I guess they call it hiatus. Is that the word I'm looking for when you leave and go somewhere?
Yeah. He went on holiday. Let's go.
He went on holiday.
I've been watching a lot of Bluey lately.
And
he went on holiday.
For a holiday.
He just became flesh.
Put your arrow on the next thing.
There we go. This one?
That's the cross.
Ding.
Now, here's the deal, people. The word left heaven, and look, he became flesh. Born of the Virgin Mary, a little Jewish girl, no sex involved, okay? Right next to that is a tomb.
But hold on, you didn't tell us what happened on the cross.
No. The only reason, okay, that he became flesh is so that the wicked human race could get their hands on him and kill him. But he had told them, if you destroy this temple, and he was speaking about his fleshly body, if you destroy this temple of mine, okay, I'll raise it back in 3 days. Then you go there, they killed him, they hung him on a cross. I always like to mention this.
He keep going backwards on
me.
He said, then they go there.
They
hung him on the cross.
Creator of the cosmos. Yep. All these trees and everything else you see, he's the one that created it.
Si,
they nailed the
out.
Creator back to a
that.
Pine tree or whatever.
Oh, we're back
I think
here?
It was a gopher wood. But anyway.
Gopher wood was the ark.
You know,
gopher wood was
they
the ark.
Him.
Yeah. This dogwood.
They
yeah.
killed him on the cross.
I don't know.
Okay. They took him down. They
this
put him in a tomb. Okay, then you look, there's two arrows.
Okay.
One goes back up.
Oh, we back here. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. He bodily okay, with witnesses, his disciples and apostles that he had chosen, handpicked, they watched him descend bodily.
Ascend.
Ascend, okay. Well, okay.
D down. Words,
well,
up.
I just know that, hey, he went heavenward.
Yeah, I'm with you.
With them watching them.
I'm with you. Hey, I'm okay. Not here to put you on, yeah. On quiz for English language.
So we're look, good. Hey, that last arrow.
Here we go.
He ain't got but one thing left to do.
Dun, 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 dun.
Come on back, okay? And get us.
And look, he's coming back those that believe in him.
Soon.
And hey, and I'm one of them, and I'm looking forward to it, because one of these days, just like he descended or ascended, okay, he did both, but we're talking about the ascended part. Hey, I'm going to leave this earth, and I ain't going to need a jetpack or a helicopter or a jet plane.
We're going to have a change of address.
And look, and when I meet him face to face, I'm going to say, Lord, can I take about 3 months off and go see the rest of what you created? Maybe it'll take me longer than 3 months.
Or you have eternity.
Well, so, you have eternity.
So that's what them symbols mean. It's the greatest yep. Story that has ever or ever will be told.
It's the world's greatest love story, that's for sure.
That's right.
Well, first Corinthians books. 1 through 4.
15. You forgot the chapter.
We got 66 books that he yeah. Recorded for us to tell you all about it if you want to read further.
Yep.
In the B-I-B-L-E-N.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up naturally. That was good.
Hey, right. And naturally, well, now that it's natural,
it's
a lot
of
the questions
of that's natural.
That were emailed in were, how did they get one of those?
This one was sent to
well,
us.
That
and that's just a fan.
By one of the fans yeah. For me and Miss Christine.
His name is Brian Burroughs. So yeah. I know we're
I don't
not
know
supposed
if he's
to say.
To Joe Burroughs.
Look, I know
is,
we're
Joe
not supposed
Burroughs.
To. No, spelled way different, but I like
oh,
where your head
is. Oh, spelled different. Oh, okay.
However, I know we're not supposed to say last names, but Brian, if you're still watching the show, if you want to start a side hustle, there's enough of our fans.
You right. Could
you
make
probably one. Drop a comment here, giving them your email, and that's you it. Can. You right. Probably, I don't know what you'd sell them for, $20 maybe, $19.99. I don't know what that costs. I'm not a
carpenter.
I make
Jesus
duck calls.
Was.
He was.
And
he
hey,
was.
That's another thing. Good point, guys.
Good point, guys.
Hey, good point. He was a carpenter's son.
So also, Brian, thank you, because it's a gift for Cy and Christine, and it's on mine and Godwin's desk. But this says hand-carved in 2022. So it may be a little more than $20.
So the boy, hey, card. Don't mess yeah. With the boy, because hey, he's pretty handy with a knife.
Oh, right. Yeah, don't mess with him.
I ain't messing with him.
Back off of him, Martin.
He will cut
right. You. Don't mess with him, boy. He's pretty handy with a knife.
Something tells me the W sauce is cheaper than that.
Well, so hey,
decisions
go.
Were made.
There you go.
There you go.
Hey, yep. There you go.
Gotcha.
When did that show up? Because we've been getting a lot of emails.
It was just here. I don't know how it got here, when it got here.
You're asking, you know, when did it show up? We don't know.
About 2023 years ago.
It's like everything else.
Well, we normally try and give a shout out. That one was
no,
just
no,
been
that's
there.
That's
showed
I'm
up
doing.
Last year.
That's like what I'm doing.
There you go.
Good grief. When did that?
It's been here since last year.
But it just fit in yeah, so naturally with the room. I guess we glanced over. I just thought it's been here for 2 years.
Let me put my year.
Yeah. I just thought it has always been here.
Yeah.
But maybe it's because I'm used to looking at Cy's shirt that's got it on there.
Well, that's true.
Uh-oh. And hey, look. Hey, leave that
whoa,
on.
Whoa.
No.
Oh.
Oh. No, no.
Hey.
Look at there.
How many shirts are you wearing?
He never takes it off.
I had it on.
He's had that one on a few days because he's got an overshirt over it and it's stained up.
Well, is it?
It looked like he got donut frosting
well,
on it.
Well, hey, there you go, boy. Hey. Donut. Hey.
Are you wearing 3 shirts right now?
Yeah. He probably got 4.
I'm in 3. Yeah.
Okay.
Just yeah. Hey, because I froze my tail off this morning deer hunting.
Yeah, it was at least 40.
Hey, it was in the low
30s. It was 38.
It was low 30s, or I should say maybe high 30s.
It was cold this
But time. It started with a 3.
But it started with a 3.
There yeah. You go.
That's 3 hey, sure weather.
When it drops below 60, I get cold, boys. That's why about your binary gave up duck hunting.
Yeah.
Because first, it's too early in the morning, okay, and then second, it's around water, and then you're talking about damp then.
I'm just glad
then,
you ain't.
Hey, Louisiana cold is way different because I went to Alaska when I went to Nam. And when I stepped off the plane, I was in khakis, summer uniform, and I was comfortable because it's a dry cold.
And they said it was 38?
I know. It was minus 40.
You good. Were comfortable. You've told that story about how cold you were before.
Well, hey, what I didn't realize is that you can freeze to death up there and not even realize it. Okay.
You just didn't realize how cold.
Yeah, I didn't realize how cold I was.
You can freeze to death and be comfortable.
Oh, yeah. Wow, I walked off of the plane.
That's because he didn't realize. Okay,
that's not how I want.
They didn't have the jetways that you just, you know, walk into.
I'm just glad to know our government was kind of crazy back then. They sent you to Vietnam via Alaska.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seems like there's a shorter distance. Hey, maybe not. But I guess you fly them little straight lines up and come back down. So maybe that was it.
Well, not only that, they give you the scenic route.
Yeah. Okay. Did you catch any salmon while you was up there?
No.
Went around Millars.
No, but I actually went back, okay.
Oh, yeah, you went
when
back.
When I got older and watched the bears catch a bunch of salmon.
That's pretty cool.
And that was cool.
Yeah.
And we landed in a mud puddle. And there was already 7 planes on the mud puddle we landed in.
That's good.
Everybody up there, all the teenagers.
Sound like a green wing teal.
They don't have a driver's license. They got pilot's license.
That's right.
They drive them puddle jumpers.
Yeah, because the only way to get there is
only way you get there.
Plane or birth canal.
That's right. They're either dog sled. You're either puddle jumper or dog sled, Jack. Up there. I prefer the puddle jumper.
You didn't hear it, Goblin. Give him the mic on that one. How you get to them parts of Alaska, Goblin?
Boat, plane, or birth canal. That's what they told me.
That's just what he heard.
Well, hey, that ain't bad.
There wasn't no roads up there.
Yeah.
There you go.
That sounds like a family business.
We was up there in that Ketchikan.
Ketchikan.
And there was one north of that, and that's the one you didn't get there except by boat or plane.
It's cold, you can either go by frozen river.
There you go.
Ice skates.
It gets cold up there, Jack.
Well, look, let's go on to the first break. We'll be back right after this.
Yeah, let's warm up.
I got big news, Martin.
I ain't reading this.
Martin, I have big news.
I know what the news is, and I'm still bitter.
We're not on this.
I know we're not on. Look,
we were not nominated for a Clove Award as expected. Sadie was.
They got one beard on the whole thing.
And I don't... Well, that's good. I said this to my wife and said we weren't nominated, and she said, "Oh, I listened to 3 of those."
For real?
And I said, "Do you listen to ours?" And she said, "No."
No. Well, good thing. We're
but
not
she listens
that.
To Sadie.
We are team players at the end of the day, no matter how bad our feelings are hurt. And so we think that you should go vote at klovefanawards.com for Sadie, and whoa, that's good. Then you scroll on to the movie category.
Right. Then you go and vote.
Film Impact, The Blind is nominated, Martin.
So I guess technically Cy could win because there was a lot of the movie about Cy and The Blind. So, yeah, be sure to vote for The Blind while you're there as well on klovefanawards.com.
That's it. You're not on the cover or the back of the thing, Cy, but...
I ain't worried about it.
You were still my favorite part of the movie.
I ain't worried about it.
Okay. If you love Cy Robertson, go vote.
That's it.
Voting ends May 24th at 6 p.m. Central. All you have to do is go to klovefanawards.com to vote for The Blind. And whoa, that's good. That's klovefanawards.com. Well, look, while we talked about this guy
Is that dynamite you got in your hand?
It might as well be. Look, these are meat sticks from Hubbard, Oregon. Our friends
Hubbard, Oregon.
Oregon.
Yeah, Kevin.
People in Oregon listen.
The Oregon Trail.
I hadn't been there.
Hey, that's how we went west, boys.
I don't even know where Hubbard's at. Continue, okay. Martin.
It's in the west. It's in the west. All I know.
So thank you, Kevin and Kerry.
Okay, Kevin and Kerry.
That's
KK.
All. I was just trying to get to their names.
KK. Before.
Kevin and Kerry.
I'm assuming.
I was looking for the fuse.
That these is on your plan.
Uh-oh. Oh, you can eat them, Goblin.
Yeah. So let's bust them
open. Well, hey, let's bust them open, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
Hold on.
What else you got in the bag?
You may want something else.
You may want
something.
Whoa.
You may want teriyaki.
Oh,
yeah, let's
turkey.
Hey,
teriyaki. Or hot.
They getting serious, boys.
Say the teriyaki.
Now, that's some dynamite there.
Hot.
I just love that the food ends up in my office.
Hey, it's a good problem.
Most of it I bring in here, not all
of
it.
I have two keto ice creams for you.
Sorry about that.
I went in there and got me some coffee, and there was a chocolate chip cookie in there.
The double doozy.
Oh,
the one with the frosting in the middle.
Yeah,
I walked by it all day.
Is it in there now?
Yeah. It's in there now.
Oh, you
I've walked by it all morning. I look at it.
Kudos on to you, John Cowan.
How's a teriyaki beef stick from Hubbard, Oregon?
It's decent. I can tell. It's decent. He ain't got time to talk to you.
I can tell you this.
Ain't got with my mouth full.
But somehow you manage every time.
Every time.
I guess.
Hubbard, Oregon.
But anyway, hey. Kevin and Carrie, thank you.
Mike?
If I did, it'd be off the other end.
Yeah, I think
so. Yeah. We might have a lady in the tramp situation over there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
not that I figured.
You
want to
meet in the middle?
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, man.
Well.
Anyway.
That's pretty good.
Is it?
There's no such thing as a bad beef jerky meat stick.
Yeah, you're the man that like keeps Slim Jim in business. Don't nobody eat those anymore, but you, do they?
They don't?
I wouldn't think so.
Who's not?
No.
I mean, there's just seems like there's better options. Randy Savage.
Yeah.
I mean.
No, I love a Slim Jim.
Anything the name should throw you off.
But I like those too.
Slim Jims.
What you want a flavor?
I'm not
original turkey or hot?
Hot.
Hot.
Although this isn't on my plan, so I'm gonna have to wait a while.
Bum.
But I might.
Ain't on your plan.
I'm on a plan.
You on something not on keto?
Oh, it's what I'm on is sad.
And what is it?
Hey, I got a knife if you want to use it.
I have been having only a smoothie for lunch.
Wait a minute. You said ice my cream?
Yeah, I got you some keto cream? Ice cream at the shop.
It took 3 minutes for that to register to
That's
go.
That's right. That's right.
That's fantastic.
What's it doing now?
Uh-oh.
Somebody brought a bunch of ice cream by, but they gave you two specifically.
Waiting on you to come buy a bucket of Mentors?
Didn't you just
Uh-oh.
Come?
Oh. I didn't think about it until I saw you.
No, don't bring it to him. Make him come buy something from me to get his ice cream.
I'm trying to make a little money on the side.
The man,
this is good.
Is it?
This is totally off my plan, so I'm only going to eat one.
I'm going to eat two.
That's on your plan, man.
You got to stick to the plan. That's on his plan, boys. Eat two.
Oh,
right,
man.
Boy. Oh, it even feels like dynamite.
That's what Paula said that time. I went
Who
to
does, Karen?
I forget what it was. She said, that ain't on the plan. I said, I plan on eating it.
Yeah, that ain't on the plan, but I plan to eat it. There you go.
I love it.
But now I do got to watch what I eat.
Do you?
Well, you're the incredible shrinking man.
So you need me to take them from you?
No.
Oh. No. Oh, you're just saying in general. Not watch how many of those you eat.
You got some in front of me.
Oh, I don't want any. I'm good right now.
Are you sure they're really good?
Yeah, I mean, tomorrow morning when I go duck hunting, I'll probably snag a few and put them in my bag.
You're liable to put them in the bag.
Right now, I'm good.
How has duck season been, Martin?
It's been solid. We took some people the other day from our friends over at Yeti. They had some folks down. One was a chef from, Rhode Island chef. Yeah, I asked him where he's from. He called himself a mutt. That was his line, not mine.
He said
he was a classic New York mutt.
New York mutt.
I mean, I know what a mutt means down here. That means it's some sort of mixed breed.
Cur.
You know, it's like, but that's what he called himself. But he was good with a shotgun. He killed him
that's
a couple of mallards.
Rhode Island.
Yeah, a couple of mallards and a widgeon.
Nice.
And then the fun part was one of the producers from Yeti, she was a female, had never been duck hunting. Went with us, and I handed her my 20 gauge, and she killed her big old mallard drake right over the decoys.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's always fun watching somebody kill one for the first time. Mm. But I'll give her this: she was very unsure. She was originally from Cali, so she likes eating wild game. She prefers it over the grocery store. She just wasn't sure about the actual process of her obtaining the wild game.
Oh, there you go.
Which I can appreciate that. Look, it's not for everybody. I understand. Look, we call it hunting, but the result of a hunt is a nasty word. It's a kill. And that's something sometimes some people have to cross in their mind. I get it. And she finally got comfortable with it, and she said, okay, I want to play now. She said, I've just been watching the game. I'm ready to play the game.
Yeah, let's play. Send me a coach.
Whack. Here you go.
That is. Send me a coach.
Here's your 20 gauge right here. Yeah. And she got it, and Mallard Drake come in, and she killed him. And that was fun. She said, I think I really like this duck hunting. I said, there you go. We got us another one, boys.
Got us another one. Mm-hmm. Speaking of another one, Jacquez emailed in just because you were talking about that.
Mallard Drake.
First Mallard Drake of his life. He's over in Fort Bliss, Texas.
Is he?
He sent that in.
There Jacquez. You go. Oh, I'm wearing a Michael Waddell shirt.
Michael Waddell shirt and a
That's a beautiful mallard drake.
I did. Yeah. I didn't know they got them in Texas.
Well, yeah.
No, I know. I've hunted out there enough to know. They get a lot of mallards out there.
But he sent that in, and you were talking about people's first duck, and I was like, boy, do I have one.
Hey, there you go. Yeah. I like. Hey, first duck stories are always awesome.
He's from Florida. He's active duty military, though, in Fort Bliss. So thank you for your service, too.
Amen.
Man.
Hey, that story just keeps getting better.
And congrats on your first mallard.
Yeah, here in a minute, he's going to say it was banded. Yeah. I mean, that story just keeps getting better.
I'll have a teriyaki beef steak in your honor.
Uh-oh. There you go. He said, one more on you, Jack.
Is this beef? I don't know if it was something like exotic. No, it's beef.
Oh, yeah. And the first ingredient is beef. That's good.
Yeah. Hey, I did look
up something. I'm glad they said that one first.
This weekend, by the way.
You did what?
I looked up something.
What's that?
Because my daughter got a whole bunch of flamingo stuff for her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally, I thought, what's flamingo taste like?
No.
I had to look it up. Shrimp. I didn't eat one.
Oh, okay.
Tastes like shrimp.
No, tastes like duck.
Does it?
That's what I read on the internet.
A flamingo.
So if you ever, you know, get in a tight spot.
Man, I can't.
You can eat a flamingo.
You can eat, and it'll taste like, it's like gamey duck. Like a duck.
It's duck, boys.
Yeah. The problem is there's a big scale of flavors in duck that runs a gamut. Because there's, you know, you got green wing teal that tastes really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got things like
a blue wing tail.
Then in September, it's tough to eat. Yeah, right now he's fine to eat.
Flop it on the blue wing.
They weren't good this year, though.
Yeah, but then you got them things that dive.
Bottom feeder.
Well, they need a lot of TLC and distraction,
which is probably what a flamingo tastes.
See, that's what I would consider a flamingo probably tastes like.
Snails and minnows.
And he eats a lot of shrimp because he's pink because of the shrimp that he eats. Now, if he tasted like a shrimp, I'm in. I love shrimp.
Mm-hmm. I eat shrimp.
He probably don't taste like a shrimp.
Probably not, though.
No.
He probably had to boil him.
Huh? Like a shrimp?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, that's what I learned.
Put him in a bowl. Hey, there you go. They taste. Mm-hmm. I imagine everything tastes okay if you're hungry.
I'll fix that. If you're hungry, yeah.
And you wrap it in bacon and put a jalapeno and some cream cheese next.
Lots of distractions. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Or
garlic, bell pepper, and onions. Trinity at it and
kudos
see what happens.
Kudos for the distractions.
Them Cajuns been eating it for a long time. Okay. But
that's pretty good.
Let's take another break so Goblin can wet his whistle, and we'll be back right after
this. Go get some coffee.
If you don't like pizza, I can't trust you.
I don't disagree with that assessment. But we can't talk about it because Goblin's in here.
I'm sorry.
I can have it with cauliflower crust.
Boom. Oh, shakalaka.
Okay.
Cauliflower crust.
The Nukes one with cauliflower crust ain't that bad.
You never tell the difference.
Better with flour. Oh, yeah. You can tell the difference.
You
know what's better than cauliflower rice? Rice.
You're being rude.
I'm just saying.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Yeah, you can't.
I never had cauliflower.
You can't substitute.
Rice.
Yeah, no. That won't work.
You ain't had that rice cauliflower?
Uh-uh.
I have. Them Wheelers is on that.
Boy, Miss Paula cooked a roast last night.
How was it?
Was it out of cauliflower?
Off of a deer ham.
Oh, venison roast.
One of them I had hanging for 21 days.
How was it?
21 days.
It was awesome.
Was it?
It was awesome.
It was good.
I made that Mississippi pot roast thing with ducks.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was good. Actually, really good. Mainly because you couldn't tell it was a duck.
We got a freezer full of deer meat. Them women in my household has took on war on them deer.
Declared war.
Well, hey.
Paula said, we ain't going to have to buy no meat this year.
None. I like good.
That's wild.
Hey.
I had a buddy give me a gallon bag of crappy fillets yesterday.
What?
Ooh.
What kind of friend is this?
Yeah.
A good one.
I don't have any of those.
Yeah, a good one.
A really good one.
Good
I'll trade
one.
You,
they were cleaned?
I'll trade you some fillets for some minnows.
Uh-oh.
I make that happen.
Wheel and deal, boy.
I wheel and deal all day.
Pound for pound?
Hey.
Pound?
Pound for pound.
Half a pound.
I'm doing some math. Yeah, I'm in.
I got a holding thing.
What's that? That's a pound, funny. Baby.
Pound for pound.
Well, Martin, I think we have to discuss it.
What?
The news.
What news?
The news about the I-20 corridor.
Oh.
I don't know that I'm happy. Martin?
If you don't think I won't drive 20 minutes the wrong way to work every day, you have got the wrong
What are we talking about?
You ain't seen Goblin?
What has moved in?
Our neighbors over in Ruston.
Ruston!
What about it?
Oh.
They are getting a business that is sought after by many.
Oh, man. We were so close, Martin. West Monroe.
It don't start with a B.
It starts.
Are you kidding me?
Really?
Buc-ee's has arrived in Louisiana.
It hasn't arrived. I think they're actually
on the way.
It's under vote. But
I think they're voting on it tonight. And if they vote wrong over in Ruston,
this
people of West Monroe, elect me as your next mayor.
I think we ought to put that at Calhoun exit.
I'm cool with that.
Calhoun West. I'm fired up about Ruston. I'm a little hurt that it's a little further than I'd like it to.
I'm just glad it's not Arcadia, because then I'd have to make decisions.
Yeah, Ruston.
Ruston's really just like,
go to
Iron Cactus, but keep going. It's not that big of a deal.
I can make Ruston work for some beef jerky, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the boys have got to go. Like, they ain't ever been to Buc-ee's. I got to take them to one.
I mean, immediately.
It's closer than Gulf Shores.
And when you go to Dallas now, you get to stop twice.
Yeah.
At Buc-ee's.
Ooh.
One,
ooh.
20 minutes into your drive.
Ooh, don't matter. You got to stop and get your little old snack at the Dairy Palace.
The Dairy Palace.
Yeah, see, that one, I mean, Dairy Palace, all right. They do have a fried Spam sandwich.
The one in Canton?
Yeah.
Got a ham and cheese, too.
I ate the Spam one.
Ham and cheese.
The drive from West Monroe to Dallas and back and forth, there are some great spots.
It is.
Yeah.
And now that we're going to have...
Also a lot of police.
Two Buc-ee's. Well, just go the speed limit, man. What you in such a hurry for?
I ain't in a hurry. It don't matter if you're speeding or not. When you see one, you slow down. They just make you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have it set on 71. You're going to tap the brake.
Like, 69.
Yeah.
And turn the volume down.
Yeah.
Because they're listening.
And then feel for your seatbelt. Make sure that thing's still on.
Well, you can see better when you turn the volume down.
Yeah. Or when it's raining and people get up real close to the windshield, like they can see further.
Yeah.
You ever notice that?
I've never done that one. I've turned the volume down when I saw a police officer.
That's because you was bumping to something you shouldn't have been bumping to.
No, that's not true.
That's because you rolling around back with Childish Gambino going.
Hey, well, no, I ain't never listened to that. Changed my ways. Andy Mineo.
Yeah.
Now
that it's Crowder, I mean, that's fine. That's cool, dog.
Anyways, Buc-ee's.
Yeah.
Buc-ee's.
We're going to be so close.
Yeah. It's like a dream come true, but it's just over the hill.
Luckily for me,
like 11 minutes.
You're real close.
One of my really good friends lives in Ruston.
Mm-hmm.
And we duck hunt together almost every day of the season. I said, if you don't go the night before and get me two brisket tacos and have them every morning, I said, I need you to buy them yourself the first day, and then I'm going to take that and multiply by 60. I said, I'm going to hand you that cash, and I'll calculate a delivery fee.
Calculation.
But his office, he's got to drive right by it.
Does he?
Yeah, to get back on interstate and go home.
See, my best friend works in Ruston, but he probably won't go the extra 5 miles.
No, he ain't going to do it.
No.
Drew?
No.
No, he's out.
Come on, Drew.
He's too skinny. It don't mean that much to him.
He might run to Buc-ee's
or
something like that.
Yeah.
He ain't never been to the center of the store.
Point. That hot meat counter.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now we can get them candied pecans.
The candied
pecans. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, old buddy.
I'm not sure if this is a good thing.
See, I done got in. This is not good for Goblin's plan. But they do have like keto bowls in the mornings with eggs, brisket, and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
It's a beautiful
thing. I had that, and it wasn't even morning.
I'll say this. As a man who's firmly against replacing turkey with things that should be pork and beef.
Yeah.
They got some turkey jerky over there.
Turkey jerky.
It's so good. I don't know if it's actually jerky.
Or turkey.
But it's delicious, and that's what the package says.
All I know, I'm in. I'm sorry. You got me.
Even though it's in Ruston, do you think we'll be invited to the grand opening?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. We've been clamoring for this for years.
Mark. Doesn't matter.
And size here.
We're not from Ruston. We ain't welcome there.
Yeah, they don't know who we are.
We're outsiders.
That's the problem with Ruston.
Terry Bradshaw.
You know, the cool thing is nobody from Ruston is listening to this because we're from West Monroe. Uh-huh. So we can say whatever we want to about the folks of Ruston.
I want
to
ask.
None of them listening.
I say
a transplant.
I want to ask our fans this. Are there like little town wars all over America?
Absolutely.
Like how West Monroe, like if you say I'm from Monroe, I will correct you and be like, no, I'm from West Monroe.
See, I don't. because Monroe's the one on the map of the Weather Channel. So, like, if you've heard of Monroe, mm-hmm. most time I just say, we're from Monroe.
I'm from West Monroe.
Leave it at that.
But then, like, Rustin and Monroe got a thing. We're both looking at
Rustin
each other.
Rustin got their own thing with everybody.
See?
Like, if you ain't named Rustin, they don't even like Shudrin.
They don't even like Shudrin?
And they the gatekeepers. Like, gatekeepers. You got to drive through Shudrin to get to Rustin. No, we don't like him.
No.
I mean, we're all right.
That's why they sent Clay to Shudrin. They got tired of him. He from there. They kicked him all the way to Shudrin. They kicked him to the golf course.
Uh-oh.
I just want to know if that's a thing all over America. Like a...
I don't know.
Medium-sized town wars all within 20 minutes of each other.
Oh, yeah.
Are we even medium-sized town?
I think so.
Are we?
50 to 100,000.
Many people's here.
Is it? Yeah, I don't even know.
I'd say that's a big
in Washington.
I know parish. In the morning when I'm trying to get to work, there's a lot of humans on that interstate.
See?
That's good. God wouldn't get here early. You wait till 9, all that's died down.
Yeah, but then you're late. That's been 2 hours of daylight done been burnt by then.
The real reason is Miss Paula's gone, and Goblin don't want to drink coffee by himself because he comes up here to drink coffee with Jackie for the first hour.
Jackie's good company.
Am I wrong?
I ain't going to stay at the house by myself.
No, I ain't going to stay at the house.
I'm going to go drink coffee might with well somebody.
Might as well go build some wood duck coffee.
I'm going to drink the coffee at the house. I'm
never
gonna leave,
ending.
I'm going to leave the house and go to Country Corner, get me some coffee, see what they've been catching.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to leave Country Corner and I'm going to go to work.
How many cups of coffee do you drink a day?
Ooh.
Day?
See, now you done got the meds.
I ain't never counting.
See, my new job, it's not new anymore. I've learned a lot about the men of Goblin's age and coffee.
That they can drink it all day even when it's 99 outside?
And do you drink cold? Like, once it's cold, you're just like, whatever, and just keep drinking it?
No.
No, he put it in the microwave, though.
Not my dad, it'll be sitting out for like an hour, but it's still a little left.
No.
Okay.
I ain't drinking cold coffee.
See, that's... I ain't even drinking hot coffee, but...
I don't know how many. I mean, I might...
A couple pots?
I'd say, yeah, probably.
Well, they drink 2 pots before they leave the house every morning, him and Paula.
Yeah, probably so.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of coffee.
Then I drank a pot here. And then I go home. When we get home, we have our evening coffee.
That's decaf.
No?
No, I'm kidding.
Nope.
No.
That ain't
coffee.
It ain't, decaf ain't that, boys.
So you're like 2 or 3 pots of coffee a day.
Probably.
That's wild. I've just never known
I'd
that.
Say probably 3 at the most.
Well, there
and if
go.
He goes duck up the field, not, that's another one.
Yeah, that'd be. I'll take a however much that Yeti thermos will hold, and I'll still have some left over. And then I'll make another one.
It's the first
for the
time
ride back.
He's really contemplated the amount of coffee.
Yeah.
And all just black.
It might not be 3 all the time. Yeah, you don't put nothing in coffee.
See?
Except it's more coffee.
That's right.
Learn something new every day. Well, Martin, I'm going to let you finish that water, and I'll send us to a break because Martin's.
I just done got thirsty. Y'all
Martin
about
got
all them
thirsty.
You ain't finished your coffee today?
I don't drink coffee. I'm too young.
I drank it when I was young.
What, coffee?
Yeah, I'm always drinking.
No, my dad, you got to throw away 3 cups that he leaves all over the store. He'll leave that cup sitting on the counter for like a couple hours and go, it's gross.
No.
Okay. Cold coffee.
You know what that tells me?
Who's a man?
He don't really like it.
No, not even that. That tells me that when your daddy was growing up, he didn't have a lot of money. Because he ain't going to leave that laying around and go to waste.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's what that tells me. Whenever I see people that do that, you always ask them the same thing, because by that time of their life, generally they're successful, but they're still in that habit from when they were younger.
Yeah.
Don't waste nothing. He the same guy turn the light switch off when he walk out the room. Don't leave that light on. In y'all's closet back there, he go back there look for something. He turn the light on when he go in. When he walk out, he turn it off. He didn't have that money for electricity. Even though it arguably costs as much power to turn on and off as it does just leave it running.
I turn the lights off.
Yeah.
I've reached
out. But I've just seen it. I can guarantee you that if you asked him his thought process.
I don't get people driving down the road with their lights off in the rain.
It's illegal.
One. How do you turn your headlights off these days?
You anyway? Got to turn them off.
Yeah, that you got to be trying because that little auto button makes them run.
And it's pouring down rain. They driving down the road with the lights off. These are new cars. The lights come on automatic. You got to do something to turn them off.
You just got to be
mad.
Turn
your lights on so people can see you. That's unsafe.
Idiot.
Oh, it's worse than
I
that.
Asked somebody that one time. They said, well, we're saving our bulbs.
Saving your bulbs?
Yeah, it didn't make no sense to me either.
Well, they've obviously changed that bulb. Because that is no fun.
Well, how about
you ever changed your refrigerator's light bulb? Mm-mm. Why don't we make all light bulbs out of that?
Mine don't. I know it. Mine never goes out.
I've never seen
it's always on.
It's always been on.
So you must be right.
But your ice maker will lay down on you in a heartbeat.
Oh, amen.
Don't make it out of that.
Hey, worst
make
one
it
that,
out of that light.
Worst one that is at night, and they don't drive with them on.
With their headlights?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's about 12.
And we got a bunch of idiots in West Monroe.
What are you doing up at 12, 1 o'clock?
Well,
poker.
Hey, coming back from a poker game or either going hunting.
Yeah. Look, I rolled up here the other night at 7 o'clock. I had to go do some things. I rolled up here about 7 o'clock, size trucks at the front door. I'm like,
yeah, tell me, what's going on here?
I look in the lobby of Duck Commander, and there's Cy with 5 men. Of course, I'm just coming up here because I forgot my peanut butter pie right. that Anna made.
And I'm preaching the gospel to these 5 men.
Yeah, I walk in, Cy sharing the gospel with 5 men in the lobby, and I'm just up here getting a peanut butter pie. I said, boy, one of us is really living right now.
Well, somebody come through town.
No, I'm with you.
Yeah, and they wanted to meet me, so, hey.
And then Cy said, hey, how you lock this place up? I said, well, I'll lock it up for you, but how did you get in?
Yeah.
That's a better question.
We got here before the last person left. And whoever was one that left just said, hey.
Figure
somebody,
it out.
Lock it up when
somebody
you leave.
There's somebody here. Hey,
figure it out.
Yeah, I'd have just told Philip, said, hey, call Willie and tell him to come in. You know, he needs to lock his joint up, boy.
Oh, man.
Lock it up.
Yeah, I was not expecting, anybody to be here. And I certainly wasn't expecting Silas Robertson to be here at 7 p.m.
That's it.
That's a rare sight.
But I wanted a piece of that pie. So here I come. Right. I came on back and got my pie.
A man do strange things.
Of course, I say that like it's a pie. I also left Brittany's coffee creamer here that she asked me to forget.
Yeah. You got to keep mama happy.
We've all made that drive.
Yep. So I said, well, let me go back and get all of that. Just so happened the pie was here, too. That was just happy accident. But, you know.
You got to keep mom happy.
Yeah.
Because if mom ain't happy, nobody.
She wanted to know the other day, when are you coming home? And it used to not be, God keep her happy all summer. She'd leave me alone in the winter. But now she got all riled up over this deer hunting. I'm cutting into her hunting time when I ain't.
Oh, Miss Paula done got big mad at you.
She runs the joint.
It's good. Bud home. I got to go shoot me a deer.
I was just about to call Miss Paula last night. Tell her come my house.
Get these young ones.
Absolutely, buddy.
She's right. She's I know they're not yours.
I know it.
I know they're not yours, but come get them.
I had her number pulled up in my phone. Even kidding. Because they sick. They got their first sickness, which ain't nothing but a cold. But like Saturday night, I slept for like an hour, maybe. Okay. Maybe an hour. And by like 8 p.m. yesterday, I was done. I was like, no, this ain't it.
You call her at 3 o'clock in the morning, she'll be there at 3:10.
Yeah. Oh, that's why her number got pulled up in my phone. I said, who could I call that would come stay over here and let your boy just get like 2-3 hours? That's all I need.
What's with women and babies?
I don't know, but they love them.
They sure do.
And I sure am glad they love them like their own. That's a good thing. Because them boys with that cold, man, they can't sleep. They slept good last night, I guess, because they were so tired from the day before. They only woke up a couple of times during the night. But we've been spoiled. See, they've been sleeping through the night for like 3 weeks.
Pros.
Yeah, they've been sleeping like 10 o'clock, 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah, then,
There's new beds at the clubhouse.
Can't hear them from there either, can you?
Mm-mm.
I still ain't spent a night away from them. The day's fast approaching where I am, but I still ain't. I've spent a night with them every night. So
sleeping's important.
It is.
You got to get them to sleep. Then when they turn 8, they'll wake up at 4 a.m.
Come stare at your face?
No, and just turn the TV on. Full blast in the living room. Wake the whole house up.
What was they watching it for?
I don't know.
Whatever's on.
Very tired.
Whatever's on.
Whatever infomercials Cy watches.
Whatever's on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He said he was confused because the clock was wrong. I think he messed up the clock.
Oh,
he was laying in bed. He's like, "I'm awake. Let's go."
He got up to watch some cartoons, and all he found was debt relief help.
Yeah,
he probably didn't find much value in that.
But wait,
there's more.
Or to get help with his Medicare plan.
Yeah.
I don't watch a lot of 4 a.m. TV.
Do you have Humana?
Sinus.
Medicare Part B.
That's right. Part B and Part C and D. What I need to call for?
I don't even know what we're talking about right now.
Commercials.
Yeah.
You will.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
You will.
Yeah. You start duck hunting again, you'll see them commercials. Ain't always Bluey.
That's early.
Mm.
Bluey's excellent.
It's fantastic.
It's a great show.
Love it.
Y'all watch a lot of Bluey?
Absolutely. It's one of the few things the boys will like zone in and look at the TV. I don't know if they're watching it, but they like... They'll zone in and it'll just kind of keep them at bay for a little bit.
They're not Clubhouse fans, huh?
No.
Ugh.
No.
Good.
No. They watch like three things that they'll actually pay attention to.
Football.
Football.
Wheel of Fortune.
Nope.
And
Bluey.
Not Wheel of Fortune?
Uh-uh.
Have you tried it?
Yes, I have. The Game Show Network stays on at our house, so they have no interest in any game shows.
Because the wheel normally gets them.
But the Spider-Man, Spidey and his amazing friends. So that's what they're into.
They're wall climbers.
Yeah, they are. Little Junior Hulk is a funny-looking critter, too, but... Yeah.
I was thinking you were calling one of your kids that.
No.
Jeez, Martin.
No.
When he said that, my... Wyatt popped up in my mind.
What did?
My grandson, Wyatt.
Oh, he's Junior Hulk?
Because he bailed out of the second story to the couch.
How'd that treat him?
Pretty rough. he didn't land exactly right.
He didn't stick the landing?
Yeah, he didn't land exactly right, and he ended up on the floor kind of rudely.
Godwin, you remember last time you jumped off second floor or something? No. Me neither.
I don't remember that.
There you go. Well, let's take our last break, and we'll get in that inbox when we come back.
All right. I will if you will.
Oh, all right, Sean.
You ready? Email?
I'm ready. What's in that inbox? Hello at duckcallroom.com.
Do you want like a multiple choice?
No.
Multiple
I just want
choice.
You to start reading.
Godwin, hey, guys, serious advice. Thank you. Hey, guys, for Johnny D.
Well, Godwin's here. What did you say he said, Godwin?
Godwin, Adam from Pennsylvania.
I'm fixing to go to Pennsylvania. Well, no, I ain't. In March. March.
Fixing to. Soon. It's a funny word. He was just wondering what kind of bike and classes you raced back in the day as a flying flea. Because every time you bring up motocross and we're all confused, he gets all excited.
There you go. I started my first bike. Was a XR75 Honda
XR75.
My second bike was a Honda XR75. No, we had Daddy souped one of them up to a 110, put a stroker in it, and it had so much compression I kept blowing the spark plug out.
He sounded like them boys on Arkansas Public Land.
But I had on them boats.
Yeah,
I had a Suzuki. They wasn't RMs back then; they were TMs.
That's trademark.
100s for the 100 class. What there was a 100 class with big wheels, 21-inch wheels, and I had an RM and a YZ 125 at different times.
A YZ 125
Yamaha. YZ's Yamaha. RM Suzuki, and 125 at different times. Run, and then 250, I had a CR250R, and it was blueprinted, so it was pretty fast.
What does that mean to you, John David?
I have no idea, but Adam right now is pumped.
That's awesome. He knows exactly what I'm talking about.
He knows
Adam,
what
you're talking about. Who you got for A1?
Steak sauce? We got W sauce.
No, that's Anaheim one.
Jeff Gordon?
Hey, say, W sauce, baby.
Yeah.
Junior? I don't know.
A1's.
Carmichael.
He's retired.
Oh, man.
Who do you got?
Man, that's a tough one. It's going to be Tomac or Sexton.
There you go.
Toby Mac races bikes, too?
Oh, he's fast.
Toby Mac, boys.
Hey, I thought he's just a singer.
Toby Mac.
All right, what else you got, Sean?
Baby. I wish I could chime in, but I got no clue.
And I can't help.
And Daytona is how many days away? Daytona 100?
19.
It's a little bit more now, but you're pretty close.
Pretty close, but we're counting down.
About 40 days.
About 40 days.
Boy. Yep.
All right, how heavy do you want?
New cars.
New cars, baby. How heavy you want to go here, Martin?
I don't care. I'm heavy.
Si?
He ain't very heavy.
Go heavy.
Heavy. All right.
Go heavy. He's my brother.
Heavy is the heart.
That's right.
It's your brother. All right. Well, Miss Lisa emails in. She's from Alexandria. Super close.
Louisiana?
Mm-hmm. Come join us at Bucky's here.
She ain't from Ruston, though.
No. She wouldn't
be listening if she was.
Yeah, sorry, Lisa. You ain't
from I think it's a good thing. No, Miss Lisa emails in. And she needs advice. Unfortunately, her husband passed away 6 months ago. Mm. She desperately misses her best friend and sometimes business partner for almost 40 years.
Ooh.
She does well for a couple of days. Then she gets reminded and cries for a day or two. She's prayed. She still does, but she's exhausted coping with loss. She has some physical handicaps, so she can't get out much. Not really a people person. Prefers the company of herself, some books. Any advice on dealing with the grieving process?
That's a tough one. It's you know, everybody says that it takes time, but you need to, she can't get out and do stuff. That's going to be pretty rough. You need to occupy your time with something else besides just sitting there thinking, because that's going to be your worst enemy right now.
I would say you're bound to have a lot of friends. I would go with lean on your friends.
Yeah. And then actually grieve.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I think a lot of times we get caught up in, I don't want to be sad. I don't want to be this. I don't want to be that. But cry those tears. Get them out of there. Like, it does help. Like, I mean, I was stubborn as a mule about that mess, like, with my dad and stuff. And, I mean, yeah, sometimes, even to this day, sometimes still a good cry gets you set back on the right direction.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we just passed the anniversary of that a couple of weeks ago, and I went right to the tree where I was standing. Keep thinking every year on that day, like, that go by that tree where I was duck hunting, it's going to get easier. It ain't yet. And that's been 2 years. So, I mean, just let yourself go through the grieving process, which looks so much different for everybody. Like, there's not a right way. There's not a wrong way other than to just do it. Like, just let it bump. And, I mean, we'll lift you up in prayer for sure, because that, I mean, you're talking about your best friend of 40 years
and
gone.
And thank you for that, too. That's a great example for us. Yeah. See, business, but, like, it ain't easy being in business with your significant other, and
ain't that the
40 truth. Years is impressive.
If Si goes first, Christine gonna have one big party. And then she probably gonna turn the radio on, because it's gonna be too quiet around that house.
That's true. I'm a noise maker.
That's true. Well, yeah, I would just say, and I ain't even 40 years old, so to know what you're going through, I ain't got a clue.
Yeah.
But, you know, we talk a lot here, like, oh, joy of the Lord. Oh, the Lord's got you. It's okay to cry.
Oh, ain't that the truth?
And it's okay to be sad. Like when Lazarus died, I think I said this a couple of days ago on the podcast, Jesus wept.
Mm-hmm.
That's John 11:35. Mm-hmm. And he knew he was about to raise him from the dead.
Yeah.
But still seeing his friends hurting, knowing people were going through stuff, tore Jesus Christ up, who knew what was about to happen.
Yeah, he cried. So he cried so hard they made a verse out of it.
Mm-hmm.
One you'll remember.
Yeah,
everybody can memorize that one.
Yeah, they thought enough of it to write it down.
And, yeah, they were like, whoa.
And didn't use the phrase cried. Wept.
I don't think there's a gonna
I mean, it's going to be your whole life.
Yeah, it's going to be the rest of your time until you meet him again in heaven that you are going to have these feelings.
And miss him. Like,
but you have more good than bad. I'll say that. You get to the point where there's way more good days than there are bad, because I see it with mom. Like, mm-hmm. And, you know, luckily for her now, she's got the grandkids to kind of occupy her time, two fresh grandbabies. But it, you know, it does get a little, I'm not even going to say easier. You just learn how to deal with it better.
Yeah.
I don't think the emotions get any less raw or real. You just figure out how to deal with them better. And I can tell you, after 6 months, my mother was not ready for the, yeah, she was where you are.
Yeah.
Trust me when I tell you that. She was right there.
I think the most important thing we can say to you, Lisa, is nothing you're saying is abnormal.
Mm-mm.
Or any, like, you're just very totally normal human reaction to what you've been through. And
yeah,
we'll be praying for you, because, I mean, it's tough.
That
for
is
sure.
For the
sure.
truth.
Anything to send us out of here, Si?
Well, I was thinking that as long as you remember them, they're never really actually gone. Okay, because they're still with you. Like Martin was talking about duck hunting with his father, going by a certain tree that they've stood by and shared moments with. Okay, because there's always stuff that reminds you, you know, of how good of life you did have with your husband. Yeah. But it, like Martin said, it there ain't no way we can tell you it's going to get better with time. You're still going to miss your partner of 40 years, okay? So the only thing I can tell you is, hey, my personal belief is your husband is in a better place, surrounded by those that love him and care for him.
Yeah. And he's just waiting on you.
And he's waiting on you, baby.
Yeah.
The only thing I can say.
Absolutely. Well, send us out of here, Johnny D.
Boy, did you read this Bible verse?
No.
You just tossed it up there for me. Hebrews 12:1 is a great one, and 2 is a great, well, I think it's just 12:1, actually. Great one to remember, Lisa and Martin and anybody that's been through loss. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
Your husband, Martin's dad, everybody that's gone on before us, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race that is marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Amen.
We'll be with them all one day.
Amen.
Lisa, we'll be with you too one day. We're all going to meet up. One day there's going to be a duck call room in heaven. Just like, well, maybe we can do it for like 10,000 years or so and just hang out for a minute.
Probably going to be a Buc-ee's too. But we'll see y'all next time right here in the duck call room. We're out. Godwin, take your meat stick. Bye.
That's right. Take them meat sticks away.
Don't take your stick.